Roxanne, it's John Williams. How are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Really good. Interesting piece. I've read it, but for our listeners, what is your point? She used them and they used her. How are you remembering Diana, and what are you saying today?
I think she was a very complicated woman who became the most famous woman in the world for a variety of reasons. The piece that I wrote was an attempt to sort of address that complication. There was the minute she died, because she was young and beautiful and so famous, there became that sort of mythologizing quality where she was perfect and anybody around her who didn't behave the way some people thought they should was vilified, and that included the press. And so I wanted to address that complicated relationship she had with reporters and photographers.
Yeah. Boy, her brother sure spoke to that at the eulogy too, didn't he?
He did. What he wanted to portray was that this was a victim, somebody who was a victim of her own circumstances. And to a certain degree, that was true. I don't think at age 19, she fully had any understanding of what she was doing when she married the prince. But it was the classic fairy tale where you meet the prince charming and then you live happily ever after, and yet she didn't. And that story completely galvanized people. They were so attracted to first the hope of it and the romance of it, and then the disappointment of it. She was a walking soap opera her entire life. And people really couldn't get enough of it.
Well, was the press, I don't remember now. You know, you're right. In retrospect, I just remember all the adulation, how much we love Princess Di. Were they harsh on her? Were they critical of her when she was alive?
No, actually, they were not. There would be bits and pieces of it, but it was more the narrative. First, it was the fairy tale, and then it was the fairy tale gone wrong. They were very harsh on the royal family, and with good reason. Diana represented a kind of royal they'd never seen before.
Yeah.
She was empathetic and warm and caring in so many ways. And the royal family was duty-bound and stiff upper lip and non-emotional. And so she represented this very humane, modern royal. The rest of the royal family didn't know what to make of her. And the public judged them very harshly for that.
Well, they didn't help themselves. When Princess Diana died, I was reading this week, the Queen did not interrupt her travels. She did not come back right away. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. And this is where Queen Elizabeth, who is herself quite a beloved figure, is a woman of duty and protocol. And because Diana was divorced, she was no longer considered part of the royal family. The Queen and everybody else in the royal circle just didn't know how to deal with Diana during the time she was alive. And then after she died, they thought it was the Spencer family funeral. They thought that the most dignified thing to do was to let the Spencer family handle it. And they completely and utterly misjudged the British public to the point where the monarchy was in genuine peril. The only thing that saved it 20 years ago was the affection that the public had for Diana's sons.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the fact that, you know, to whatever degree they were willing to forgive Charles for any of the mistakes he made in the marriage, because he made mistakes and Diana made mistakes. But all of that went out the window immediately when she died. And the only reason that the British public was sort of begrudgingly willing to let the monarchy continue is that they loved William and they loved Harry for what they represented of Diana.
You know, in retrospect, it's amazing they got married at all. They both cheated on each other. They weren't in love when they got married, and it was a marriage of three. Camilla was part of the package. You know, you wonder, why did he propose to her at all?
I'm going to disagree. Diana was really in love with Charles. But she might have been more in love with the idea of Charles. They barely knew each other. Diana was the last royal bride who needed to be a pristine virgin. That was a requirement. It just three and a half decades ago.
Are you speaking rhetorically there, or do you mean that
no,
literally?
No, I'm speaking literally, literally. The idea, the reason that Camilla was not considered a suitable bride for Charles, even though he was deeply in love with Camilla, is that she was not a virgin. And that sounds unbelievably old-fashioned, but it was true. And Diana was a young aristocratic woman. She made an appropriate, on paper, she was the perfect bride, but she wasn't a perfect match for Charles. Charles liked worldly women, and the only reason he married her is that he had sort of promised himself that he would marry and have children, as was his duty by the time he was 30. And so he met this young woman. He couldn't marry Camilla, according to his family. And so Diana became, and he was quite charmed by Diana. Diana could be incredibly charming, but she was also very immature. She was emotionally fragile. Yeah. And Charles just didn't have the emotional capacity to sort of take on what she required at that time.
And yet, so, but getting back to your piece, though, so you make it sound, though, as though she, I think a lot of us see her as the victim, both that night, maybe in the press, maybe with the royal family. But you say she used them, too, meaning the media. So I'm a little struck by that.
Well, let me I will tell you why I believe this. One of the things that one of her great tragedies is that she was a very unhappy woman for most of her life. And when she married into the royal family, she somehow expected to be embraced. Instead, she was rebuffed. They saw her as flashy and too emotional and somewhat hysterical. And the more popular she became in the public, the more the royal family resented her. And so Diana turned to the public as a way of getting attention, of getting affirmation, of getting love. And the primary way she used that, did that, was using the press.
Do you fault her for that? Are you? What is your judgment on that?
I don't fault her for it, but I also am not willing to suggest that she wasn't a willing participant in that process.
In the narrative,
she sold newspapers, absolutely. She sold newspapers, she sold photos, and she would often be in relationships with both reporters and photographers behind the scenes while claiming she wasn't. That was most true with a very sensational autobiography by Anna Morton.
Do you believe that at the time of her death she was really trying to get away from all of that, or is that just another story?
You get to a point in life where I think she wanted to live a great life. At a certain point, you become so famous that the paparazzi and the photographers and the reporters at a certain level are overwhelming. And yet she continued her relationships with them. You know, it's possible to have a private life, even if you're very famous, if you want to. Diana didn't really want it. She needed the attention. And so the paparazzi on the night she died, she had tipped off paparazzi on where she was going to be. That doesn't mean that she wanted photographers with her every day, all the time. But the truth of the matter is that the paparazzi didn't cause her death. What caused her death was a driver who was three times over the legal alcohol limit, driving 100 miles an hour. And the fact that the paparazzi were there, as they were in every other juncture of her life, was a convenient way of sort of seeing her as the hunted. And the truth is that she wasn't.
That's the way her brother described her, too. I have the I went back and watched the Earl's eulogy, and he said this: "It's ironic that a girl given the name of the ancient goddess of hunting was, in the end, the most hunted person of the modern age." But juxtapose that with your piece, Diana and the media. She used them, they used her, until the day she died. Really fascinating piece. It's in the Washington Post. You can look it up right now. Roxanne Roberts, nice to meet you. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much, John. I really enjoyed it.
It was well done.